Economic development officials are expecting big things from the Dairy Farmers of America's new dry milk processing plant in Fallon. The state-of-the-art $85 million plant is the dairy farmers' first in northern Nevada that can produce up to 2 million pounds of powdered milk per day when running at full capacity. It'll be a couple of years before that number is reached. So what has to be done to make Fallon a milk processing center, and where is all that powdered milk going? Well, we thought we'd get some answers to those questions from Bob Shriver, who's a consultant for the City of Fallon and owner of Bob Shriver Consultants. Shriver worked with the city and Dairy Farmers of America to bring the plant to Fallon, and Bob Shriver joins us now. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
You played a role in lobbying on behalf of Fallon for the $85 million dry milk plant. Why did the farmer-owned cooperative end up choosing Fallon?
I was a combination of several factors. One is the Fallon area has over 21 dairies alone. They have the most of any concentration in the state of Nevada. And currently, most of their product was being exported to California. Small amounts were also sent to a processing plant in Reno. But the majority of it was sent over the mountains into California. So there was an opportunity to help the dairy farmer realize some significant transportation cost savings, which would allow them to enlarge their operations and have more significant economic impacts in the community and the state.
Did the Dairy Farmers of America receive any tax incentives from the state?
They certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Were they necessary? Would the Dairy Farmers of America have gone someplace else without them?
Well, I think in the world of economic development, recruiting of a company this size, they do play a role. It's a cost factor. It's something that they say, well, you know, we can go other places. I don't think it was the overriding reason they chose Fallon or Nevada in particular. I think they realized the high value of the milk product, the ability to get this plant up and running in a quick fashion.
Now, the Dairy Farmers of America's plant could be one of the biggest economic boosts ever to farmers in northern Nevada. Realistically, what do you expect the economic impact to be? Are you seeing new dairy farms or ancillary businesses?
Both. The Dairy Farmers of America are working to attract more dairy farmers from the western U.S. to open operations there to fulfill the 10-year projections of the plant. We're also seeing the existing dairy farmers expand.
What does all of this mean for a town the size of Fallon?
Oh, it's probably the most significant economic impact, probably second only to the Naval Air Station in Fallon.
Nevada itself is dealing with drought conditions, also is California for that matter. Each cow produces about 70 pounds of milk a day, so they must consistently eat and drink.
Absolutely.
But I understand you're not concerned that water will be an issue.
Fallon is in a oasis valley. It's probably one of the greenest spots in Nevada. But that being said, these dairy farmers have practiced incredible conservation for century, and they continue to do so. They have great wherewithal in how they use those resources, and they're confident that they can handle the increase in the dairy herd size over time.
Bob Shriver is the owner of Bob Shriver Consultants and a consultant to the City of Fallon. Bob, thanks very much for joining us.
Dave, thank you. Enjoyed it.